Hey Rare Fam, and welcome to Season 4, Episode 5 of Rare Star Podcasts. So yeah, today I'm with Christina. Christina, how are you doing today?
Good.
And today we're going to be talking about stereotypes, like different stereotypes in a classroom, racial stereotypes, just different types of stereotypes. So, Christina, the first question is, in a classroom, what stereotype are you? The popular kid, the nerd, the teacher's pet, the know-it-all, the person who's always late, the person who's always sleeping. What type of person are you inside of a classroom?
Could I say like a little bit of both?
Yeah, you can always say both.
I feel like a teacher's pet and also like a little bit popular, I guess.
Okay. What type of hobbies do you have? Like,
what do you mean? Oh, I like to play tennis.
Okay. So, what tennis stereotype are you? Like, when you're playing tennis, either the person who always wins, the person who always loses, the best person, like, oh, I'm versing Christina, this is gonna be hard, stuff like that. What type of person are you while playing tennis? Are you competitive? Are you not competitive? What type of person?
I'm not like competitive. I'm just like, it's all right. Just trying it.
Yeah. Okay. So, what type of stereotype are you for homework? Are you the one who never does the homework? Are you the one who reminds the teacher about the homework? Are you the person who does the homework a day before? Or like, are you the type of person who does it straight after it's set?
I do it sometimes straight after it's set, and sometimes I like do it like a day before.
Alright, I feel like with me, most of the time I actually do the homework like a day before. Like tomorrow I have our homework and I've still not got it done. Like, I've done most of it, I just feel like I need to do a bit of coloring and stuff like that on it. So I'm usually that type of person who just does it like a day before, which is not a very good habit of mine. So what's your opinion on racial stereotypes? You know what a racial stereotype is?
No.
Okay, so a racial stereotype is a stereotype relating to someone's race. For example, if there was a stereotype like all black people are loud and ghetto, or all people from Asia can't speak English properly, or all white people are racist, or just like a stereotype relating to a race. You know what it is? Like, you get more of a picture of what it is now, right?
Yeah, so what's the question?
So what's your opinion on those type of racial stereotypes? Do you like them? Do you not like them? Like, why?
I feel like we should be all judged the same. There should be no like competitive, like, don't be competitive about it. Just like, we're all the same.
Yeah.
Because we're all like human.
Yeah, because I feel like there's no point of like bordering people, like, okay, all of the people from here are the same as everyone else. Like, just because a few people are like this does not mean everyone is. You know what I mean? People shouldn't be blamed or be felt of like that because other people are. I don't really think that's fair on the race. Okay, so I have a stereotype for you. And after, tell me if you think it's true or not. Do you like the stereotype and why? Okay, so the stereotype is, all black girls come across as very loud and ratchet. Do you think that is true or not? Why?
I feel like it's not true because, like, everyone has different personalities. Like what I said before, no one's the same.
Yeah. Because I feel like people will just see, like, a group of girls and will have in their mind, oh, yes, the loud and ratchet black girl group or something. Like, there's always, every race has their own little girl group. Like, everyone has their own little girl group. There's girl groups in our school. There's girl groups in our wherever we go. Like, if we're going to like a community center, there'll be these group of girls that are friends. There's a group of girls everywhere. So not just because you see a group of black girls, you're going to assume that they're loud, they're ratchet, etc., etc. Like, it's not very fair. It's not very civil. Okay. So, in movies and television, black men are usually portrayed as thugs and thieves. Do you think that is correct?
Would you please repeat?
In movies and television, black men are usually portrayed as thugs. Do you think that is correct?
No.
Why not?
It's like what I said before, because like everyone is different.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they just, like, for example, you know, how with racism, people might see black men as, like, you know, they're drug dealers, they're thugs, they're thieves. They're just, like, they think of them as not good characters, you know? Like, someone might be walking from the street from me, and it's, like, a black man on the other side, and it's, like, the other person, they'll feel scared for literally no reason. All it is just a different man, is a different shade from me. Like, it's really not that deep.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what Jesse is? Like, the TV show, Disney Channel.
I think, yeah.
So, you know, like, there was different characters, like, that, there's this girl with blonde hair, there's this guy named Ravi, and there's this guy named, like, I think called Luke. Like, all of them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, some people think that show had a lot of stereotypical characters. Like, for example, you know Ravi?
Yep.
I think he was Indian. And you know how some people will see Indians as, like, as a stereotypical, like, that smart kid, the nerd, the guy with an accent, stuff like that. That was, like, Ravi. And that's, like, an Indian stereotype. But that's not the only stereotype in Jesse. There was this other girl who was, like, blonde. I forgot her name, but she had long blonde hair. She was like a teenager girl. She was into makeup and all of that. That is a stereotype. The teenage white girl with blonde hair, though, all into makeup. Oh yeah, the blonde and blue eyed. Because I think she has blue eyes. And like, you know how they call like dumb blondes?
Yeah.
She wasn't very smart. She wasn't the smartest. Yeah. So I feel like that was another stereotype. She was blonde, so she was seen as quite dumb. She was a teenage, typical white girl. She loved makeup. She loved doing her hair. She had blue eyes, blonde hair, and all of that. So that's another stereotype of Jesse. And then I think there was probably a few more. Oh yeah, there was Zuri. You know, like the black girl, the Sky Jackson one.
Oh yeah.
She was seen as like the loud, ratchet little girl with like sassy.
Yeah,
that's another stereotype. So I feel like there was a lot of racially stereotypical characters. But do you think there was as well? Do you think there was many racial stereotypical characters in Jesse?
Not really.
Why?
Because, like, as you said, the black girl, yeah, she was, like, known for being ratchet. And the blonde girl, she was just known for something, like, because everyone, they had their own meaning to themselves that people know them for.
Yeah, that's true. So, in three different school-related stereotypes, you know what a school-related stereotype is, right?
No.
So, in three different school-related stereotypes, how would you describe yourself?
I like calm.
Okay, the calm kid. What's another two is?
A bit loud, you know, like.
Okay, the loud one.
And It depends on how I'm feeling, really, but sometimes I'm like really quiet.
Yeah. Okay. When it comes to me, people see me as very loud. People see me as loud. So I would say I'm listening loud. I'm like, of course, turn it down sometimes, but I'm listening loud. Some people think I'm quite funny. Some people think that, especially Marvin, he also call me popular all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How would you describe me in three different school-related stereotypes? I'll describe you and you'll describe me.
Okay, so I go first.
Yeah.
I'll describe you like... you're kind.
Thank you.
As I said before, it depends on how you're feeling. You might be like angry. And you're also calm, like.
Yeah. Okay. So those are your three ways, I mean your three descriptions.
Yeah.
Alright. So I would describe you as smart. You did make it to set one before.
Yeah.
You are quite smart for that. Whether you are now or not, you're still very smart. So I see you as a smart person.
Thank you.
You're very sweet. You have nice, kind attributes. And I see you as a person with good morals. You have, you always have good meaning in what you do. And whenever you're doing something, you always do it for a good reason, for a good outcome, and just to feel good about it. So yeah, that's how I describe you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so the next question is, what is your opinion on gender stereotypes? So you know what a gender stereotype is, right?
Like sexuality.
No, like, for example, saying boys should only, like, wear blue, girls only wear pink, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on those type of stereotypes?
I feel like boys and girls can do whatever they want to. I feel like it's not a choice on their gender, on what they can do. They can do what they want. Like, if, for example, if a boy wants to like pink, he can like pink if he wants to. If a girl wants to like football, she can as well.
Yeah, because I know a boy's favorite color is pink. And then people start calling like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like before, I'm going to tell you a long list of different stereotypes.
Okay.
And what are your opinions on these type of stereotypes? Like, what do you think of people who are these stereotypes? Or what do you think of people who say the stereotype and what do you think of the stereotype itself? Okay, first stereotype. Girls should play with dolls and boys should play with trucks. What do you think of that?
I feel like it's a bit rude to them as well because, as I said before, they can play with whatever they want to. It's their decision and not their gender's decision.
Yeah. That's a good point. Boys should be directed to things like blue and green. And girls should be, like, directed to things that are more, like, red and pink. What do you think of that?
I feel like some people want to be, like, really creative with colours. And they might like some colours that their gender mostly likes. Because why people think that is because there's definitely, like, a population that boys like blue and green, for example, more than girls. Because like it's not like highly expected, but to be like you can like any color you like.
Yeah, because like notice how like gender reveals the colors. It's always either blue or pink. You never really see red or green or purple or yellow or something like that. Because those are the most
boy and girl,
boy and girl colors according to society standards. Okay, so. Another one I've got for you is boys should not wear dresses or other clothes typically associated with girls' clothes. What do you think about it?
I agree with that one, because like boys kind of like look a bit weird in what they're wearing, and it'll kind of mean like they're trying to act like a girl. So like I feel like that one's a bit, I agree with that one, that they should not do that, but it's up to them if they want to. But it's just like people are gonna really like judge a lot if they do, because it's not common for them to be wearing that.
Because like it's very common, like of course people might think it's weird only because they've never really seen it before. Like even me, I don't think I've ever gone out and I've seen a boy in a dress. I don't think. But of course, people would see it's weird if, you know, you see it more. For example, some boys wear makeup. I've seen boys with makeup in real life. Did you do SFX?
I did in year 7 for like a few weeks.
Okay, so when it was the Little Shop of Horror show, I had SFX on my face. Not actual makeup, but like dirt and stuff. That is basically makeup. That could be counted as makeup.
Yeah.
Other type of makeup is like eyelashes, concealer, all of that type of thing.
Yeah.
But there's some people who, like men, who wear makeup now. Would you be more like weirded out if you saw a boy in a dress or a boy with makeup?
I'd be more weirded out with a boy wearing a dress, because like I see, like let's say if I go to let's say town, like that's a place where loads of people go to, I see people, boys wear makeup because it's like a big place, and the boys wearing dresses, if I go to town I'll barely see people wearing dresses that boy.
Yeah, so that's my main point. That's why some people may think that boys wearing dresses are like a bit more weird, because they've rarely ever seen it. However, I've seen people wear makeup in real life. I know people who wear makeup. And of course, there's people like, you know, James Charles, who literally does makeup tutorials online for everyone to see, who's now basically labeled as a celebrity.
Yes.
A male who wears makeup. So I feel like the more you see it, the more normalized it feels to you.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm going to move away from the gender stereotypes and I'm going to head back to the school stereotypes.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you a few more stereotypes. However, these ones are not going to be gender related. These ones are going to be more school related. And what do you think of these ones? The nerd.
I feel like it's their decision to be a nerd. Maybe they're trying to like hit a goal to be very successful in life, and they need to be a nerd, they need to be smart to get to that goal that they want to achieve. So just let them be.
Yeah. So I have had a few people in my class. Like, you have a nerd in your class. Like, especially like in English or something. I don't really have a nerd in my class in English. The closest to a nerd is probably me in my English class. I'm like top tier English. But anyways, when it comes to like nerds, I feel like a lot of them, they just say the most random word you've never ever heard of before, and it leaves you looking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, for example, someone, I'm not gonna say who it was, but I'll probably tell you after this, but someone said ostentatious. And I wasn't in that classroom. And then everyone else was shocked. They were like, what's this word? Because it'll look like they're doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, they're just trying to show off the words they know when they could literally use the most simple word. Ostentatious, it just means, like, according to the dictionary, it's an adjective that means characterized by pretentious or showy display, designed to impress. For example, a simple design that is glamorous without being ostentatious. It's just something that's something that you would use to impress something, basically.
Yeah.
Even though you using that big word to impress something. But okay, so what do you think of the popular kids?
I feel like the reason for them to be popular, maybe because they socialize more with people than other people, because some people might be shy and maybe they know more people. For example, maybe if you're getting into year 7, maybe from year 6, most of your classmates that came from your school came into year 7 with you, so you know more friends than you usually would if you're just the only person from your primary coming to that high school.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like with popular kid, the popular kids, I feel like it depends really, because I feel like some people let popularity get to them, like get into their head, their mind, their heart, their body, and their soul. Because some people, before popularity, they'd be so pure, so humble, so kind, so nice. Then they touched the most tiny inch or piece of popularity, and it was not the same person you saw 23 hours ago.
Yeah.
It was not the same person. Because I don't know how you're going nice to acting a bit weird in less than 24 hours. So I feel like the popular kids, they're fine. But I feel like don't let that popularity get into your head from that inner humble self that you have. But I feel like sometimes popularity can always be linked to looks. Because some people, they're seen as attractive. And then their personality, their personality is definitely not attractive. But, yeah, and that personality can ruin a lot. Like, it'll just ruin how people see you and stuff like that. Okay, the next stereotype is the try hard. So the person who tries too hard in class.
As I said before with the nerd one, maybe they're trying to reach this level to become successful in the future, to get a better life. So they need to be a good one in class now, because this will, if you do bad, this will all affect you in life when you get older. So you need to be the one, let's say you ask like loads of questions. It's a good thing to ask loads of questions to understand stuff.
Yeah. That's a very fair point. Fair point. With the tryhards, I have a tryhard in my mind. Because I feel like tryhard, it's good publicity, I guess. Like, you are impressing the teacher. Sometimes it may just leave the people around you, like, just thinking you're doing too much. The other people just get tired of you. Just get disgusted of you. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you're doing what you need to do, and you don't care about what other people think of you, whether you're trying too hard or trying too less or trying just enough for you. At the end of the day, you are trying what you can, and you should be continuing to try what you can, because at the end of the day, you'll be, the same people who are saying don't be a try hard are the same people who don't try hard on their GCSEs and see themselves getting 2, 3, or 1. So, you know, try hard. Whether you don't try hard out loud, make sure at least you're trying hard in some way, in a positive way. Okay, so what do you think of the class clown?
I feel like those are the people that don't want to succeed in life. Those people just came to school just to make people laugh and just to ruin other people's opportunity to learning. And I feel like they're just trying to make jokes just to get more attention, first of all, and maybe trying to be popular and everything.
Do you think that the class clown is always popular?
Yeah, because the class clown is like someone that will make everyone laugh. If one person laughs, that's how you know everyone else is going to laugh.
Yeah,
and that means when those people know him for like the class clown, then they're gonna start telling other people that he's like really funny.
That's actually a good point, because I was thinking, like, you know, sometimes a class clown can be like popular stuff, but I feel like sometimes, like, you can be funny in class, but outside class you're just silent, you don't like speaking, you're very shy. Like, you can only be a one-time class entertaining. I mean, a class entertainer. But outside of class, you don't speak to anyone. You're just there to make jokes and crack jokes in class. But I feel like with class clowns, they practically risk their entire education just to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Just to make people laugh. And, like, those are the same people racking up behavior points, getting detentions, not really getting isolation, though. I don't think isolation. Because since they're not, they might not be loud outside of class. It depends. Because I feel like the only time they could get an isolation is for not going to a DT, they get the same people getting C1s, 2s, and B's, stuff like that. The class clowns, of course, they can have their funny side to them. Of course, class clowns, they can always not rack up behavior points. Like, sometimes, of course, you might get a 3 for talking, a C1 for talking, but, you know, you're disrupting the lesson at the end of the day. You're distracting people, you're making it harder for people to learn. You're not really helping yourself, and you're definitely not helping other people. But of course, you know, you're funny, you entertain the class, and of course, you don't keep the class boring, because without a class clown, I'd probably fall asleep at karma. So, class clown's nice. I do not really hate them at all. Of course, they still do keep me entertained. They do keep me... They're like, you know those fidget toys you use to concentrate?
Yeah.
They're basically my human fidget toy, but verbal. So I can at least concentrate without falling asleep. Even though it might be a bit distracting, of course, it's better than me sleeping and not knowing anything at all.
Yeah.
So, it's always better than that. Only, like, lessons like French, I don't really need a class clown. Because French, I really do like French. And I like my French.
I love French.
You've had enough French?
Yeah.
But I like my French teacher. Mine's nice.
Because, like, why I don't like French is because, like, I want to learn Spanish because, like, nearly half of my family knows how to speak Spanish and I don't.
Oh, you can't choose it for GCSE, though.
But, like, I only get, like, 2 or 3 years to learn that, and I don't think that would be enough.
Yeah, that's true. I think the year 7s, 9s, and... the year 7s and 9s, they learn Spanish, and then some 10s and 11s, too, as well, for GCSE. I'll probably choose French as a GCSE, I can't lie. I like French. Okay, next question, or not next question, next stereotype, is the troublemaker. What do you think of the troublemaker?
The troublemaker, yeah, it's just like someone that's just trying to find trouble and distract other people from their learning. And I feel like that troublemaker, they're like also stopping our learning because they're gonna get the teacher angry as well. So like the teacher's gonna like shout at him, and like she's just gonna set us on some random task to do while she go talk to him and solve him or her out. So it's kind of distracting us from our learning.
Yeah, because I feel like with the troublemaker, one thing that really does annoy me sometimes is one person will do something dumb and the entire class has to basically pay for what they do. Because why is one person talking? Why is one person being loud? And the entire class has to stay in for 5 minutes. How's that fair? How does that correlate? Like, has that ever happened to you? Like, one person was misbehaving. Like, one time, I have these two people in my class. And they're quite disruptive. They're always laughing, they're always talking, they're always messing around, and stuff like that. And then, because of those two, before my class, it didn't have a seating plan. Like, you can walk in, you can really sit wherever you want. Well, you chose where you wanted to sit. What are you saying?
I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get to choose wherever you sit, really. Of course, it was kind of like a seating plan, but you chose in the first lesson where you wanted to sit. You just kind of stuck with that seat. So, you know, of course, most of us were just like next to our friends, stuff like that. So then these two people, they were just talking, being loud, disruptive, always laughing, coughing on purpose.
And that's why we have seating plans now.
Yeah, they were coughing on purpose. And then, like, a week later, my teacher came in with a cough. Like, that's a bit suspicious. And then because of those two, we then had to have a seating plan. The entire class had to then get a seating plan because these two people are failing to behave. Because why does the whole class have to pay for a consequence because you couldn't behave properly?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be more make more sense to kind of diagonally across the classroom split them up? It's just like, it's not the nicest, like, if, but, you know, then we ended up getting some fun. And then, yeah, that's the troublemakers. Okay. And sometimes the troublemakers are not even funny at all. That's sometimes they just try too hard. And it's just like a bit weird. Next people. Are the arrogant know-it-all. Do you know what arrogant means?
Yes.
Okay, arrogant is like, you know, when you just think you're the best at something. Mm-hmm. Just stuff like that. So yeah, the arrogant know-it-all, the person who thinks they know it all, thinks they're the best at this, that, etc. What's your opinion on that type of person and that stereotype?
They're just a bit boring, because like they're just complaining about how smart they are, that they know everything, but they actually don't. And they're like, instead of them learning, they're like, they keep on talking about how they're so smart, but they actually aren't, because they're not actually learning anything, because they're just talking about how smart they are.
Yeah, because I feel like with people who just talk as if they know it all, it's just so annoying. Like, I'm trying to do my work, get what I need to get done, and I'm hearing this guy, I know it all, it's so easy peasy, squeezy. Like, it's just annoying. Like, don't make, if you really actually do know it all, don't make other people feel bad that they don't know as much as you, or they don't know the exact same thing. Because at the end of the day, like, cool, you know what you know, I know what I know, we know what we know, and, you know, keep, of course, share what you know, but don't share it in a way that you come across as annoying and arrogant. Don't keep your talents hidden, but at least keep them respectful, if you know what I mean. Like, you shouldn't brag them down, showing them off. Of course, you know, do show them off, but don't show them off in a way that would be annoying to people. Okay. And last school stereotype right now. Well, for now, I don't know if there's more. But what's your opinion on the teacher's pet?
I feel like, what do you mean by like the teacher's pet?
Like the person who's just always like, I want to hand out the books.
Oh.
I'm trying to get the ethos coin. Like always putting their hand up. Stuff like that.
I feel like they're just doing it to get something from the teacher. They're not just doing it to be kind. They're doing it to get something.
Yeah. Like teacher validation. Because I noticed most teacher pets I know, they are bad outside of class.
I know, it's so different. I would say examples, but like...
Let me send you an example real quickly. That's an example of a teacher that, and outside of a classroom, and outside of a classroom, when they get in trouble, they will cry, they will make sure they get their way.
Yeah.
And instead of listening, you know, man, that's gonna help you hang out this, miss, a whole long list of misses. And outside of listening, they're completely different. I.e., trouble. Especially on buses.
Yeah.
The buses, oh, I think you know about that. Well, oof. Okay, so the next question is... Are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
Okay, so the next question is... Well, I'm gonna... It's not a question, but I'm gonna give you another stereotype. And remember, just let me know what's your opinion on this stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. So, the stereotype is... Americans have poor geographical knowledge. Do you agree with this and why?
Could you repeat the question?
Americans have poor geographical knowledge, like don't know geography very well. Do you agree with this and why?
I don't agree with it, because there's definitely like one person in America that definitely knows about geography, so you can't really like judge that.
Yeah, I feel like the reason why people say that Americans aren't good at geography is because in American schools, we don't teach geography, I don't think. That's why they assume that much Americans don't really know geography like that. Because I think I saw like a video asking like Americans like different geographical type questions, like where is this continent, how many continents are there, how many countries are there, what country does this continent come from, etc. And the answers weren't very good. So I feel like people think that only because they don't really study geography in their American schools. Okay, another stereotype is Brits, like British people, drink a lot of tea. Do you agree with the stereotype or not, and why?
I agree, because like it's mostly Maine. Like people drink a lot more tea in British than other countries.
Yeah, because I think most of the tea is made in the UK as well. I'm not sure. Let me see. Where is British tea made? Because I know like Britain, their national type thing that gets drunk, like drank. I know it's always tea that comes first to mind. Not water, not juice. It's tea. So yeah, the tea is made in and grown in England. So, and sometimes China as well. So, yeah, British people. I agree with that. I think they do drink a lot of tea. Some of them, not most of them. Some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Another stereotype for you is Africa doesn't have water. Do you agree with the stereotype or not, and why?
I don't agree, because some parts of Africa are like rich. So like that part of Africa, they have like the money to get water. Yeah.
So yeah, do you think Africa has water or not, and why?
Africa, I agree that Africa has like water, because there's some parts of Africa are like rich,
yeah. So
they're able to afford water.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I feel like when it comes to Africa, people always think that they don't have water because on like water aid type commercials where they're trying to say, you know, some water, it's towards Africa, they're showing someone who's dehydrated who's in Africa. I feel like every country has its poor parts. It's not only Africa, like,
yeah.
Every country has its poor parts, and I don't know why they try and highlight and make the poor parts of Africa more clearer than the more of the richer parts, because you will be looking and there's full-on mansions around in places like Nigeria. There's full-on big buildings in places like Ghana. There's loads of different places and they have nice buildings. They're very industrialized and have a lot of high-tech and stuff like that. But I feel like people only love to notice the parts which aren't as civilized in Africa. Okay. So if you hear negative stereotypes about a person or group, what should you do?
Could you please repeat?
If you hear negative stereotypes about a person or group, what should you do?
I would... Me personally, I would go tell the person so they can solve it themselves. I don't want to like get involved, so I'm just going to tell the person really.
Yeah, personally, I feel like, of course, I would tell the person, like, of course, like, why are you saying something like that in the first place? Like, what's coming to your mind that makes you think that? And then, of course, now that I know, okay, maybe that's the what's influencing that thought, of course, I'll now be like, okay, now that's not something you should say again. And, of course, explain. Like, I can't just be like, yo, don't say that again. It doesn't make sense. They won't know why. They'll think it's right. Yeah. And then they won't really learn anything off of it. They'll continue being the exact same and stuff like that. Okay. Next question is, people who wear glasses are everyone who wears glasses are smart or are nerds? Do you agree with this?
No.
Why?
Because people wear glasses. Why people mostly wear glasses is because maybe they like have a problem with their eyes, so they do like glasses to see, but it doesn't really tell you that they're a nerd, that they love like work so much.
Yeah, because like, of course, like sometimes people who wear glasses are smart, but like, yeah, that's same with people who don't wear glasses as well. Like, just because someone wears glasses does not mean they're smart. I know some people who wear glasses and they're one of the least smartest people I ever know. So personally, I don't think glass above your eyes makes you smart. Glass and plastic put together above your eyes makes you smart. I don't think that does anything. Okay, so how do you disprove a stereotype? Like, how do you show that a stereotype isn't right?
Could you please repeat that?
So how do you prove to someone that a stereotype isn't right? Like, what they're saying isn't right, and how they shouldn't say that again?
I would, like, obviously, like, advise them on what, like, they're saying wrong.
Yeah.
And they're, like, they shouldn't, like, judge other people.
Yeah. Because I feel like, when you just tell someone not to say something again, obviously they're gonna say it again. I know full well they are going to want to say it again. Like, when you tell someone not to do something, they're more eager to do it, if you know what I mean. There's another one. So this is another stereotype. Most black people can't swim. Do you agree?
No, because there's like a lot of successful black swimmers that can actually swim.
Yeah. I think the reason why people, I'm not too sure on the reason why people say this, but I think people say this because I think black people have thicker skin, and of course it'd be hard to swim. I don't know what that actually means. I don't get why people say that. I don't actually get like the whole I don't know, it's like I'm trying to figure out, but like I really don't get why they say black people can't swim. But it says that black people are less buoyant than white people, and let me figure out what buoyant means. It was okay, so black people can't float or rise to the top as well as a white person can. That's basically what it means, I think. Me, I don't know. It's probably because they have thicker skin. Me, I'm not sure. Okay, another stereotype is wait, no, this is not a stereotype, but how would you define the word stereotype? So now that you know what a stereotype is and what stereotypes mean, and that I've gave you some examples of stereotypes, how would you define the word stereotype as your own? If someone asked you, what's a stereotype, what would you say?
I would say, like, it's like a judgment.
Yeah. A judgment on what?
Like, it would be, like, someone judging you on, like, this specific thing.
Yeah. So, I just quickly googled the Google's definition of what a stereotype is. Google says that a stereotype is a widely held but fixed and oversimplified image or idea of a particular type of person or thing. So, like, a view, like an overall view or represent as a stereotype. Like, yeah. Basically, a fixed, which is to stand, an image of how you see a certain group of people or type of people, stuff like that. Okay, so where do you think stereotypes came from?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think that stereotypes comes out of the books we read, social media, places like TikTok, all of that, or stuff like that? Where do you think these main stereotypes come from?
Mostly like social media, but it really comes from everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you think the news as well?
Yeah, because like they could like judge on other, like, for example, countries.
Okay. Do you think TV, film, and social media reinforce these stereotypes? Like, help to add to these stereotypes and put more stereotypes?
Yeah.
How?
By spreading it more.
Okay. Because I feel like one thing I've always wanted to mention with when it comes to stereotypes in stuff like movies and stuff, practically, like, it's all, like, a lot of the time, maybe someone who's black, for example, is seen as maybe, like, the big, big black scary dude, who's maybe, like, a guy who's related to gang-affiliated business or something that isn't really good. And then sometimes there might be white people who are portrayed as dumb or something like that, which is a stereotype. And then sometimes there's, Asians who are stereotyped as overly smart. Sometimes there's stereotypes like over boys, that boys are very sporty, and sometimes stereotypes like girls are not sporty at all. Like, there's loads of different stereotypes, and they're all seen within TV and stuff like that, and those help to reinforce and to build onto these type of stereotypes and stuff like that. Okay. Next question is, do you think stereotypes come across as controversial? Do you know what controversial means?
No.
Okay, so controversial is basically a word, like something that is probably going to... So if you were to say something, for example, if you wanted to say that you think Donald Trump is better, that's controversial. Many people have different opinions on that. Lots of people won't agree, some people will disagree. It's very mixy. For example, racism is a controversial topic. Loads of people have different opinions on stuff like racism. Sexism is a controversial topic. Loads of people have their different opinions on that. So controversial basically means to give rise or likely to give controversy or public disagreement. So maybe something a lot of people would disagree to. So the question is, do you think stereotypes come across as controversial? So something that loads of people disagree with.
Yes, because people might like not agree with what people say, because it might not be true, because like they're just judging someone on what they've seen, but they don't actually know.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the next question? Okay, so the next question is, do you think are you ready for some more stereotypes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know what you think of these stereotypes. So, men belong at work and women belong at home. What do you think of this stereotype?
I feel like this is more like an olden day thing that they used to believe in. But, like, now we wouldn't do that because, like, women still go to work and that. But I feel like women to be able to like do what they want, but I understand why they said that they should be at home to like cook and like take care of children, but I feel like it's a bit unfair.
Next question is, sorry for the loud noise in the background. I don't know why people are still doing fireworks. Next question is, boys are better than girls in sport. What do you think of this stereotype?
I feel like sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not, because girls could actually be sporty, but boys could also be better a bit.
Yeah. For example, I know some girls that are way better than some of the boys that play football in our year group that are better. So I feel like whether you're a boy, whether you're a girl, you still can play sports and you can play just as well as the other gender. I feel like the reason why probably people would think that always boys are better than girls is probably because boys have more of a muscular build or usually more taller. So that's probably why people would think that. But I feel like, you know, you can play just as good. Like, you know, it really doesn't matter. Because I still know some girls who are better. Mm-hmm. I know some boys that are better. It really doesn't matter on the gender. So, another stereotype is boys and girls can't be friends. Do you agree with this?
Boys and girls can't be friends?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, because what? Like, they could be friends with whoever they want to.
Okay, I agree with this, because I feel like that's more like an old, like an older and day type thing. Like, I don't really hear much people say this as much anymore, but I feel like before, people had this idea in their head that if you're friends with someone, you automatically like them in a way that's not really friends anymore. I feel like that's something that people used to have in their mind, which I don't really believe. Like, it's not every day you have a friend, you automatically like them. Like, friends can be friends while just being friends, if you know what I mean. Okay. So, what springs to mind? What comes in your head when you think of stereotype? The word stereotype, what do you think?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, when I think of the word stereotype, I think of just something that's negative. Something's not really polite to say, and something that's just like controversial. For example, viewer opinion on someone. So what do you think of the word stereotype? What do you think of a stereotype?
I feel like it's just them trying to like describe you in a way that is like not true.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so do you think stereotypes are usually accurate?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think sometimes they can be accurate. It really just depends. But a lot of the time, they're not really accurate. They're just some weird type of thing that you think. So do you think the stereotypes you have of people are fair?
No.
Why not?
Because, as we said before, like, some of them could be a lie.
Yeah, they could be a lie. So, what country are you from?
Nigeria.
So, what stereotype of Nigeria that people usually think of, can you say? I've got one in my head.
Like what you said before, the water one.
Yeah, another stereotype of Nigeria I have in my head that some people could think of is that Nigerians are scammers. Like the following numbers. Yeah, like Nigerian scammers and stuff like that. So I think that's another stereotype of Nigeria. So do you think stereotypes as a whole type of topic, do you think the idea of stereotypes are good or bad?
Like, it could be good about someone, but it could also be bad.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's fair. I'll take that. So which type of group of people do you think are being unfairly stereotyped nowadays?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, which race, which gender, stuff like that, do you think are being unfairly stereotyped?
Black.
Yeah, it was.
Like, if it's like hair-wise, maybe like ginger.
Okay. I think black people, this could be some Asian people, and there are more races as well. If you're talking about gender, I feel like, you know, loads of people get stereotyped gender-wise, but girls and boys do a lot as well, with like the girls and boys can do this, girls do that, and boys do this. Hair color, people always come for the gingers. And I don't know, these are just ones that came to mind first. So do gender stereotypes annoy you?
Yes, because some of them could be like a lie.
Yeah, some of them could be a lie. A lot of them are lies, and they're a bit more old fashioned type of things that people don't do, like boys and girls can't be friends, the boy just stays at the house, no, the boy goes and does work, and the girl stays at the house, stuff like that. That's just like more old type of things and old routines we don't really follow anymore. Okay, so do you think there are any stereotypes that are good or that you believe in?
No.
Yeah, I don't have any in mind really either. Oh yeah, no, you did have the Brits drinking tea one.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let me find some more. So I've already asked that question. Do you think stereotyping should be made illegal?
No.
Okay. I feel like, you know, you shouldn't really, because jail is like a big thing. Because at the end of the day, of course, you still have to remember that it's an opinion. But of course, it can be a wrong opinion. But opinions can't really be wrong or right. It can only be wrong or right to you. Because what someone believes in, it won't be always the same as to what someone else believes in. So I don't know if it'd be necessarily fair to, you know, put someone in prison for having their own opinion. Okay. So, why do you think people believe in stereotypes?
Maybe because some could actually be true about a person.
Okay. I agree with that. So have you ever been stereotyped before? So has someone ever told you something or asked you a type of question that was linked to a stereotype?
Not really.
Okay. I feel like some people have made weird jokes. Like, for example, the like black people liking fried chicken one. Someone was just making a bunch of KFC jokes to me, and they were not black. So, I guess that's kind of linked to stereotypes and stuff like that. Like, black people eat fried chicken, watermelon, just a bunch of different stuff like that. I was eating a watermelon. People were just staring at me like I was crazy or something. And this was like, what, last week? No, that was this week. Okay, so do you agree? Let me find the questions. So, what do you think people get stereotyped for being colorblind?
Yeah,
I think they do as well. Like, I feel like, oh, wait, no, I feel like Do you think people get stereotyped for wearing glasses?
Yeah.
How?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I had in mind, for example, the glasses, when someone takes their glasses off, someone would be like, how many fingers am I holding up? Can you see this? Can you see that? Do you think that, what other type of ways do you think people with glasses get stereotyped?
For example, can I think of one? I feel like the one that you just said is like the only one.
Okay, I can't really think of much either, really. Except for when people call people with glasses four eyes, because they have two lenses of glasses and two actual pair of eyes. No, two. On one pair of eyes, which is like two. Do you think there are religious stereotypes?
Yeah.
Like what?
Maybe like someone could judge you on your like type of belief.
Yeah, that could happen. For example, people may have strong biases towards people who are Muslim. People could have strong biases to people who are Christian. Some people could have strong biases to people who are Jewish, Sikh, Hindu, and stuff like that. What other type of stereotypes do you think there are?
For what?
Like, in the world. Like, have you ever seen someone get stereotyped with their own eyes, like, in person?
Let me think. No.
Okay. So, I'm gonna try find some more stereotype examples, and I'll tell you, and I'll ask you what you think of those stereotypes. Okay. So, some people say that people from America are overweight. Do you agree with this?
No.
Why not?
Cause like, for example, people in America, like, they play a lot of sports.
Okay. I feel like the reason why people mainly think that people who are American are like overweight is because, you know, they're all into their fast food. They have a lot of fast food restaurants over there. Burgers. They got people like Nikocado, Avocado. Like their restaurants, like for example, their drinks are larger. Like we order a large drink. Well, our medium drink here is like their large drink over there.
Yeah.
So, that's probably another reason why people would think something like this. Okay, so we're coming up to the end soon. So, there's some more stereotypes, and I'll just ask you what you think of them. Okay, so women are bad drivers. What do you think of that?
I feel like it's not true.
Why not?
Because there are a lot of people, a lot of women that drive and they're actually good at it. But I feel like people think that men are better because, like, you know how you said that men go to work and, like, women stay at home. Like, so yeah. Men have, like, they drive.
More experience and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's another stereotype saying that older people don't know how to use technology. Do you agree with this or not?
Old people?
Yeah, like older people.
Possibly.
What'd you say?
Possibly.
I agree with that stereotype to an extent. Because, of course, I know that older people didn't grow up with technology compared to people like, who are in this type of generation. They did grow up with technology, like having phones the age of 7, 8, stuff like that, and having iPads as little as 4 and 5.
Yeah.
It's like learning a new language. Say if you were to learn something like Spanish when you were 5, by the time like you're right now this age, you'd be able to speak it amazingly. That's basically with technology. And it's harder to familiarize with something when you're older. When you're younger, it's more easy to adapt to things, as children are more adaptable than adults. So another stereotype is that all little girls want to grow up to be princesses. Do you agree with that?
Yes, for example, me, when I was small, I used to think princesses was some kind of job, so I wanted to be one.
You thought it was a job?
Yeah.
I've not heard that one. So, another stereotype is that smart girls are not pretty. Do you agree with that?
No.
Why not? I think you can be pretty and smart. Like,
I don't even know. Right. And like, if you're like smart, it doesn't follow to your parents.
Yeah, like they don't correlate. Like, it doesn't make sense for you to have such an opinion just because someone's intellectual senses that you are lacking. Okay. Have you watched The Big Bang Theory?
No.
Have you watched The Mockingbird?
I think, yeah.
Have you watched Cinderella?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know about the wicked stepmother in Cinderella?
Yeah.
So, where I'm reading this right now, it says the wicked stepmother is a stereotype made by, made popular by many fairy tales, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves and something. So I was just like reading a different type of stereotypes and stuff like that. Cause it's just interesting to see, of course, these type of odd stereotypes people. Okay. Well, that's it for the stereotype examples. And I'll ask you like 3 more stereotype questions.
Okay.
So, have you ever stereotyped someone else?
Think?
Like, have you ever made an assumption on someone by the way they look or something like that?
I think this one time in primary, I feel like the wig messed up this girl's hair and I called her crazy.
Jeez. Let me just find some more, because the thing I was looking at disappeared. Okay. Actually, you know, I'm going to ask you some more school stereotypes, because why not? Why not? Okay. So, an example of a stereotype in school is that girls are better at language than boys, and that boys are apparently better at maths. Do you agree with this? Do you agree with that stereotype? I don't know what happened there. Let me get some more stereotype type things, because yeah, I'm looking for them. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you some. So I'm gonna give you some examples. I'm gonna give you a few different stereotypes, and I'm gonna describe them to you. And tell me if you agree with this stereotype. And these are school related stereotypes. And I'll just start with them and I'll see if you understand what I mean. Okay, so this is the average kid. So they say that This is what they're saying. I had a good amount of three friends. I get decent A's and a few B's. I like gaming, movies, animes, cartoons, and drawing. I do decently at school, decent at chess, and yeah, I'm fine. I'm not popular or anything special, but it's enough for me to get in my way. I play sports and I'm good at them. I get pretty good grades. I like everybody and everybody likes me. I wear normal clothes. There's not much about me that stands out. I had good friends, was decent at sports, got good grades, was nice and funny. Nothing really made me stand out too much, and I felt pretty average. That's me. I don't know what group I fit in or who I'm mostly like. Cliques aren't real, or I would have one. I'm friends with people from every clique. I'm pretty average at everything I do. That's the average kid. What do you think of the average kid in a school?
I think, like, he's okay.
Do you think that you linked into the type of average kid? Do you think you're an average kid in school?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think of the mean girls?
They're mean.
The mean girls. Okay. So this is, I think, the nerd. Okay, so let me read out the nerd's description. I'm in middle school and all through elementary. Well, this is Americans, if you know. Through elementary school, I was tormented for having my nose constantly stuck in a book or studying. But now I go to a nerd school, so it's all good. That's the nerd, I guess. I'm a nerd who would rather sit and read a book or a science magazine than go to a gym class, and I'm a massive nerd for a lot of media. I'm the definition of the nerd. My room is a library. I got straight A's besides gym. I have been on the A honor roll since sixth grade. They're basically just describing how good they are and how much achievements they get. So that's the nerd stereotype. And then there's the rebellion dude. So they say they do it just because I thought I would be fun and crazy. Nobody tells me what to do. I'm so good at roasting people. It's like music to my ears. Same at the window and standing up to mean teachers and yourself. So what do you think of the rebel in your school? Do you like the rebel, the person who goes against the teacher, does what they want, stuff like that? What do you think of them?
I feel like in the middle, because they also make the class more lively and more fun. But I feel like it's also a bit too rude.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, it can of course sometimes be annoying. Like I'm trying to do something and I'm just like sometimes someone will just be doing too much for no reason. Like for example, someone just tells you to, like, the teacher will just tell you to sit down or stop talking, because they, like, you can see that they're 100% talking, they are fully just talking, and then they're like, no, I wasn't talking. It's so dumb, because I saw you talking, they saw you talking, we saw you talking, and you're still denying the fact that you were talking. So sometimes the person who just does that, like, I don't know if you're doing it for attention or for your own personal sake of arguing, or you just want to argue with someone, but give it a rest. Thanks. Okay. And here's the artist. Do you like doing art?
A little.
Do you like art in class?
A little.
Do you like your art teacher?
No.
Do you have the ginger one?
Yeah.
Oof, I have the other one. Okay, so this is the artist stereotype. So this is them. I consider myself one because I love to draw, but however I feel like, I suck at it. But everyone else says that I'm good at, which I appreciate. I usually draw in like an anime art style, and I usually draw anime characters and fan-made magical girls. I actually bring a sketchbook to school with me. Does anyone else get annoyed when people hover over your shoulder to see what you're drawing? Absolutely. I always have a sketchbook on me, and when someone leans over my shoulder to say, did you draw that? It's absolutely the worst. Well, saying that I'm creating a new character in my sketchbook can save lives. Well, that's the artist. So what do you think of the artists in school who always have that notepad with them and just randomly drawing while the teacher's talking?
It's annoying.
Why?
Because it's like kind of distracting you with them sketching away in their book.
Okay, fair. Personally, I feel like, you know, they're not close to me. They're just drawing. That's not bothering me. But what's going to bother me is if they are sitting next to me, like my partner, like I have to work with them. And while the teacher's explaining what to do, they're just writing in that book of them and they expect me to explain what to do because they were not listening. Like, that's when something might get like a little bit annoying. Like, I'm not your personal teacher. You don't listen to me, I explain it for you, if you know what I mean. Okay, so this is the last question I have for you today. And the last question is, how do you spell stereotype?
Sorry?
How do you spell stereotype?
S. T.
Yeah.
E. R. O. T. Y. P. E.
Nope. Okay. You do not spell stereotypes, right? You do not. You want to say it one more time?
Okay.
Alright, try it.
S. T E R E O T Y P E.
Well done.
Well done.
You got it. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of No Stuff Podcast. If you did, don't forget to like and subscribe. Not to this, never mind. This is not YouTube channel. Don't forget to follow the podcast. And Christina, what did you think? Did you enjoy the questions?
Yes.
Nice. So thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
You guys thought I'd forget about the quote for this episode. Of course I will not forget. Okay, so the quote for season 4, episode 5. Is negative stereotypes aren't necessarily right, just keep it positive, nice, and bright. That was so lovely. All these quotes are made by me because, you know, I'm amazing. Let me reread it again. So the quote for season 4, episode 5 of Meristar Podcasts is negative stereotypes aren't right. Wait, what? No, let me read it. Okay, so the quote for season 4, episode 5 of Meristar Podcasts is negative stereotypes aren't necessarily right, just keep it positive, nice, and bright. See, that's so amazing. Anyways, yeah, I'll see you guys in another episode, and yeah, bye.